This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, Ike, it's beautiful outside and you are beautiful inside.
Oh, thank you, brother.
How you feeling?
I appreciate that, brother.
Yes,
Spike.
Sir.
I feel pretty good.
What in the heck is going on?
Yeah, every once in a while, throws you a curveball. Nice compliment coming out of
that. Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate
it. Yep, yep.
Jackie Baseball, you, on the other hand, you got 2 days. Get this team in shape.
Let's
and
go.
Ready to go.
Yes.
Ready to go. Holla at your boy.
Happy birthday to Walker Fritz.
Happy birthday, Walk.
Oh, Neff. Happy birthday, nephew.
Big 2-year-old today.
Hey, oh, there man. You go. When's Big. He getting a job?
I know. It's about time to man up.
As soon as he gets a job, we can take a week off, right? Right,
yep.
Jack? Right, Jack?
That's all I do is take off time around here. Yep. Yep.
Happy birthday, Walk.
So he's ready for the Phil season.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's locked in.
What does he think about the whole starting lineup, the batting order?
No, actually, I think, not that I'm disappointed in him, right? Would never.
Yep.
I think he's still basking in Super Bowl glow.
Oh.
Because even when I turn on the Phillies, yep. He just goes, ee!
You know? Just so, like that.
Yeah, he's yep. got the deep E down early,
yeah,
which is
yeah, yeah.
good to see. Yep.
Oh, man.
Big show, as it always is, as we count down the days till Phillies opening day. We are now just over 2 full days away. We will have Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore-Parks joins us at 3 for his normal insanity. The return of the Mount Rush 4 at 4 o'clock and the top 5 of 5 at 5 o'clock. Now, Ike, I made a mistake which led to today's show, the beginning of today's show.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Yeah, so the mistake was I was looking at Elliot Shores Parks' Twitter account.
That's definitely a mistake.
Mistake. Yeah. And always, I know, terrible. And almost always a mistake to read the replies to the tweets. But he did ask an interesting question. And this was the question. Been thinking about this for a few days and curious what you all think. Of course, he was curious, as he always is.
Always curious.
Which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with winning? And which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? So here on Tuesday, and we will make this a testify Tuesday, because you at home are going to have to testify about your answers and tell us why you're right. I looked at the responses, and almost every response was one of two names. Joel Embiid or Donovan McNabb. Now, I'll remind you, the question is which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? And they said Joel Embiid and Donovan McNabb. And you're going to have to explain this one to me, because I do understand the disappointment you know, that Donovan didn't win a Super Bowl, and that Joel Embiid hasn't gotten past the second round. But we are objectively talking about two guys here who have done more winning and winning because of them than nearly every player who has played for their respective franchises.
Yeah.
Like, there are plenty of people who can be the face of losing in Philadelphia, right? J.D. Drew was a loser. Sam Bradford was a loser. Jason Babin was a loser. I would even accept Andre Iguodala from the Sixers as a, like, and I like Andre, and he went and ended up winning with the Warriors. But when he was here, I could accept loser. Donovan McNabb went to five NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. Joel Embiid, now I know I'm just talking about regular season, but his regular season record is 295 and 157. And the pace of that, that's a 53-win pace. He won an MVP. He came runner-up twice. He is not a loser. In fact, if I'm going to think about the Eagles, Randall Cunningham was a bigger loser than Donovan McNabb was. Randall Cunningham won one playoff game here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And on Testify Tuesday, you're going to have to explain to me, 215-592-9494, why Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid, of all players in the history of this city, should be your losing representation. Does this add up to you? It doesn't add up to me.
Well, it doesn't. Well, I certainly don't agree with it. But I guess how you interpret the term loser matters, right? If we're talking about whether or not they filled their potential by being the best player they could be, they didn't take any shortcuts, they didn't cheat us, you know, that sort of thing, they weren't a bust, neither one of those guys belong in that category.
Neither one of those guys belong
in that category. Joel Embiid is a Hall of Fame basketball player, despite the games missed or what have you, as an individual talent and what he's accomplished with his MVP, his scoring titles, a gold medal. I've seen guys accomplish less and get in the basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. If he never plays again, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Five will not be in the Hall of Fame, more than likely, because at that position, the Super Bowl, unless you put up astronomical numbers, right? Unless you put up astronomical numbers, you're probably not going into the Hall of Fame from that position.
Right.
Any other position, they don't judge you by winning championships. You're judged on your individual talent. At the quarterback position, the championships do get added in there, or your numbers had better be superior to a lot of the other quarterbacks' numbers, which leads to accolades, all pros, Pro Bowls. So I certainly would agree with it, those two guys. We won a lot of football games with Donovan as our quarterback. You know, I understand Jalen just won the Super Bowl and he's gone to two Super Bowls. I'm not going to debate the greatest quarterback in franchise history. If you want to tell me it's Jalen Hurts, I got no argument.
Yes.
Donovan is my quarterback.
Right.
And will always be my quarterback. So, but I understand.
And by the way, he won big. He didn't win the big game.
Right.
But
well,
he won plenty
yes,
of
sir.
Big games.
With the five conference title games.
Right.
Like, you don't get to five conference title games without winning some big games along the way. So I totally agree with you there. Can I throw a guy in there? Are we doing guys that we would consider losers?
Well, over these guys.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, these
so
guys.
I would throw a James Harden in there.
As a loser.
Yeah. You know, I just. Great talent.
Right.
Forget about that. Yeah, talent is unquestionable. That's not, but the mentality of being of not really being a master of his craft, the work ethic, to me the lack of leadership there, and not winning a title with all of that talent that he has, he has loser energy to me. He has loser aura to me. James Harden does.
Now, he has also won a lot of games.
Won a lot of basketball games.
And the other thing is, like, you know, I think if we were to ask people, I mentioned Randall. But, you know, nobody's ever going to bring up Randall as a face of losing in Philadelphia, even though he only won one playoff game.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. And by the way, no one's going to mention, Doc didn't win a Super Bowl either.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, like Allen Iverson did
Ike
not.
Didn't either, yeah.
Ike didn't either.
I was going to bring it up.
Yeah. Allen Iverson.
Figured I'd save you.
Thank you.
Allen Iverson didn't win a championship here. Terrell Owens never even won a playoff game here.
Right.
You know, and by the way, may have ruined, like, through his actions, ruined the core of a football team that took us to five championship games and a Super Bowl. There are so many guys that we have had here who scream loser. Why are we picking that like this is part of why people judge us nationally is that we've picked two guys who mostly won as our face of losers in Philadelphia. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Jack, you were saying?
Well, I just, like, what's the difference between Embiid and Harden? You know what I mean? Like, I think Donovan is a different... The Donovan I don't really get. I know he threw up in the Super Bowl, whatever.
Allegedly
threw up in the Super Bowl, and I get it.
Yeah, I said allegedly.
I think Embiid's pretty deserving. I think Embiid's pretty... Like, what's really the difference between him and Harden? I mean, they both have similar aura. Well, we both saw them fold in a Game 7 here.
Yes,
at
but
least Harden went to a Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors, you know? Like, I don't see this with Embiid. The Donovan thing, I think, has totally been unfair. And we do it with Ryan Howard, too. But, like... Embiid, I get it. I totally get it with Embiid.
As one of the two faces of losing in the history of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
But that's crazy, though.
But it's not. But it's
because
not.
Without him, we wouldn't have been in any of the situations we were in to end up losing. Right? I want you to think about the 10 years of Sixers basketball before Embiid got here. Yes, that was losing basketball. That was teams that didn't even have winning records. That was teams that were led by Eddie Jordan was a loser.
Yeah, but
do you know what I mean? Like, Joel Embiid's not the face of losing in Philadelphia.
But he is from the standpoint of he's great. Like, we're talking about Iguodala. We're talking about J.D. Drew. We're talking about...
Right.
Like, Embiid's a great, great player that just doesn't have it mentally to
That's lock. Why I went Harden.
Like, that's... But they kind of reminded me of each other. You want to go Roland? I mean, Roland was a great player that ultimately couldn't hack it here. I mean, you could put loser vibes on him if you want. But I think the Embiid...
Well, he actually wound up winning.
I know. He's a pretty good player. If he stayed here, he'll be the best in the field of all time.
Well, Iguodala is the same as that, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Iguodala left here and
ended
up
winning. Think Roland's a better player than Iguodala.
The question was, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing?
Right.
And the two guys are guys that won most of their games here. And it's not like we have so many championships here in Philadelphia that everyone, like that it's this sliding scale where you're not a winner unless you win a championship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
No, listen, I totally agree with you. I agree with you that it's unfair to those guys. But I also understand where the perception or people who have that view... Why they have that view? Because they're being measured by not winning a championship,
right?
Like they're being measured from that standpoint. And then it's how do you handle the defeat? Are you accepting responsibility? Are you placing blame on everyone else? Like right? That like Bryce doesn't get those types of vibes.
He does not.
Right? So because he usually performs.
Well, he did in his previous stop, by the way.
Sure. Yeah,
he did
here
in Washington,
yes,
but
yes,
here he
I just
does
mean
not.
Here,
yep,
yes.
Yep.
No, you're right. He down there, he did have that. Here, I just think with those two guys, there are going to be people who always hold that against them.
That they didn't win a
that
championship.
They didn't win, yes.
Or
do you think the personality has more to do with it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything, but I think it's just an unfair standard to hold them to. I understand the disappointment with Donovan. I understand the disappointment with Joel Embiid. But to say again, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? It can't be those two guys.
See, and people wonder why I defend Five as much as I do.
Right.
Because he takes the blame for all of us.
Right, right. And by the way,
it's not a one-on-one game. Like, he had teammates. We all lost those games.
Well, and not to put them in the same category, but I am, Embiid is taking the blame for, you could look at everything that happened while Embiid was here, and boy, it would have been tough to win something with things going on the way that they went on here. You know, there were enough screw-ups between Markelle Fultz and Jahlil Okafor and Ben Simmons.
The Sixers let down Embiid more than Embiid let down the Sixers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ultimately.
That's fair,
I think
so.
I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say that. Now, he has had letdowns.
To it,
Sure. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Testify Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. People who responded to Elliott Short Parks and said, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? And the two most popular answers were Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid.
Cold-blooded.
Two players who mostly won here in Philadelphia. If you want losers, I can certainly come up with losers. Those guys, not losers. All right, 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy starts us off. Aaron, you're on WIP.
Oh, look here. Hey, what's up, Corey? Well, Corey's off, my brother.
Corey's at Disney World.
We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. He's on vacation. Hey, Corey, I took your spot. But listen, man, it's funny you mentioned it. I was like, I got. I usually wait till like the end of the week. I went to a what's it called? A roundup. So I was like, you know what? But yesterday, Jack, he got on my nerves and he said, like, understand how fans felt and understand how the Eagles players in the locker room felt. But T.O. didn't play in that one playoff game. So he didn't help us get over the hump in the NFC Championship game. We had a great regular season. We had four straight great regular seasons. I love T.O. before he even got to Philly. But the love that the Eagles fans give him before they give to McNabb, who helped carry this team for over a decade, really gets on my nerves. Mm. And I didn't see Elliott, because McNabb, that's my guy. Like, I'll be long gone. And I can be up there wherever I am when I'm gone, going. And I see someone's talking negative about McNabb, and I'm going to jump down there. Because I don't like it. I'm like, whenever you became an Eagles fan, whether it was in the 90s or the 80s, how good were the Eagles? The Eagles were the best under McNabb. Now, I know we're in the heyday of the Eagles franchise with 2017.
We're in a golden era now.
Yeah, we're in the golden era.
Well, Aaron, to your point, Terrell Owens is a much bigger loser in Philadelphia than Donovan McNabb is.
He's a bigger loser in the NFL, period.
Right, yes.
He won. When he was on the floor, I think he won one playoff game in San Francisco, maybe two. So, but no, I'm not trying. And Ike, don't say nothing. You know his people be listening. So you stay quiet. I don't want them calling you.
Well, I don't care if they call. I'm a T.O. fan. You know, I think he's the second best receiver ever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean he didn't have his baggage that came with him.
True.
Yeah.
I'm
just listening.
Yeah. People came for T.O. I'm like, yo, you know, he's been kicked off for every team he's been on.
Yep.
He's been kicked off every team he's been on, man. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I really hate when people just don't and understand. He's the quarterback. He was on the field. He didn't have his best performance in the NFC Championship games. But you can't say, oh, my brother, give him some weapons. I'm like, yo, McNabb, what you doing? Sound kind of like Wentz. What you doing? What on the field, man? But besides that, like, and y'all mentioned, I'm going to do a little round there. Y'all mentioned the face of 2010s. Like, do we realize the 2010s weren't that very good of Eagles? Like, we were pretty mediocre to bad. I think we had, what, two winning seasons from 2010, maybe three, 2010 to 2017? I think we only had, like, two, three, four maybe winning seasons in the whole decade. So, who's the face? I don't know, but damn sure ain't no Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. We're not doing this again. You can't come up with the answer because you know it's Nick Foles and you don't want to say it.
No, because it's such an average period of Eagles football that it has to be a collection. It's not one.
So hold up. So it's an average. So in the same breath, you're going to say Jason Kelsey's an all-time Eagle. Brandon Graham's an all-time Eagle. Fletcher Cox is an all-time Eagle.
That's a team.
Well, no. But you can't go and sing all these guys' praises. They were all there the whole time, and say that, well, but it wasn't that good. So, but one of those guys is the face of the team. That whole era comes down to one frigging game, and we know it does, and that's why Nick Foles is the face of the...
But your love, your affinity for Nick Foles is so disingenuous. I know where it's coming from.
It's not disingenuous. The whole city feels this way, Aaron. The whole city feels this way. It's true. All of the calls we got yesterday is that Foles is going to be the face of that era of Eagles football.
Yeah, because
they
said that on the phone because they want to be nice with you because they know that you have a
everybody that calls always wants to be nice with me. Yeah.
I said this to Ike, like, you should have saw who called up on Friday, like, what's going on?
Like, they got out of jail, they got a free pass.
Like, hey, free the war eagle. But no, all seriousness, but I can't be like, look, the Phillies been around since 1883, two World Series. The Flyers got, what, two Stanley Cups. The Eagles got one Super Bowl because no one cares about the championships, but we only disrespect the players.
No, we got two Super Bowls.
The Eagles have two Super Bowls.
I'm tripping. We got two Super Bowls.
Right.
And the Sixers got two championships. Mm-hmm. As the Sixers. So we don't have a lot of winning. So Pick any Philly. It's not, well, I don't really care about AB right now, but it's not, it's like, stop the McNabb slander. So you can pick any Philly since 1883 was the face of losing. We were the first franchise with 10,000 losses.
Pick Jeff Stone. Pick Steve Jeltz. Pick.
Yeah, but they weren't great players. That's the difference.
Well, but then. There's some great players from back then.
But there's. But the, you can't be the face of losing if you win most of your games. You can't be the face of losing. You can't be the one player you associate with losing.
When Embiid's on the floor, the Sixers win more than not. I can't speak for the playoffs. And when McNabb was the quarterback, we won double digits pretty much every year. So if you. Between the ages of 28 to 37, McNabb is your quarterback. And that's when you probably became an Eagles fan, probably a little slightly earlier. That's when you became an Eagles fan. That's what you saw. So if you bitter that we didn't win the Super Bowl, put the bitterness on everybody. On everybody. Stop with the McNabb.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
It really bothers me that we just honed in on McNabb. I like this. Let it go.
All right. See, this is he has a lot of wisdom.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah. His LeBron love is totally misplaced.
Yep.
It's probably the only thing that he and I disagree with.
I won't stand for his Corey hate.
We would never.
Yeah. Corey from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a nice little rival there.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot asked, when you think about one player in the history of Philadelphia sports, who do you associate most with losing? And he said, and everyone answered, Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid. Two, at the end of the day, guys who have done a lot of winning here, a lot more winning than losing. On Testify Tuesday, you're going to have to tell us why that is, because I don't think it makes any sense. And I do have a next question for you guys, and I know I'm just springing it on you, but that's okay. You guys are smart guys. So today is Sarah Michelle Gellar's birthday.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Michelle Gellar was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker of Sex and the City.
I'm a big Sex and the City guy.
Are you?
I used to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a Sex and the City guy?
Well, I mean, Renee watched it.
Yeah.
So
oh, really?
Well, you're an HBO head.
Yeah.
I was definitely an HBO head back then. Yeah, all the shows were good.
So she is known by three names. So for next question today, you're going to have to tell us somebody who is known for three names rather than just the normal two names. Like we have one person here at the radio station.
That's my first answer.
Is that going
to
be your answer?
ESP, no, you can't use that.
Okay, Jack, do you have an answer?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Ooh.
The law firm.
Wow, that is your first answer, is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
Yeah, I think that's a high-level answer.
It is,
wow,
I guess.
Right off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Yeah.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, great Bengal and a great Patriot.
Do you have I know I just sprung it on you.
Yeah, you know I don't have one.
Well, I'm going Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. That's a good one, man.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first one that popped in my head.
Billy Bob Thornton. I'm going Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
There you go. Billy D.
Three
Williams.
Three names. There you go.
Who the hell is Billy D. Williams?
Oh, come on.
Who the hell is Billy D. Williams?
Yeah, let me look this up.
Lando Calrissian.
What is that?
Oh, wow.
He doesn't know anything about the original Star Wars.
Yeah. Wow, you don't know who
I've never seen the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
I've only seen the remakes.
Yeah.
The Phantom Menace. You guys Phantom Menace guys?
Yes, nobody likes the Phantom Menace. Yeah. Your generation's the worst. No great musicians, the wrong Star Wars. Seriously.
Sports are way worse.
Absolutely.
Well, sports are better.
Everything costs a lot.
Everything
does cost more.
You should have just let Gen X stay in control. But it's the millennials and the boomers ruined everything.
Always the boomers. Well, yeah. Rod got mad at me for saying that one.
Oh, for saying boomers ruined everything?
Remember I did a top five on things that boomers are most wrong about?
Oh, right.
Now, which one is it? Now, which age bracket is
our
boomers?
Parents.
That's us?
Our parents.
No, your parents.
No, we're Gen X.
Oh, okay.
We're Gen X. We're the best generation. Oh. The best music came from our generation. The best movies came from our generation. Okay. The best TV shows came from our generation. Millennials are terrible, and boomers are fine.
Millennials are right after us.
Jack's a millennial.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
but I'm like the bottom end of the millennials.
You're still a millennial.
What are we in now?
This is actually Generation Beta.
Like Jack's kids are so the generation younger than Jack is Gen Z.
They suck.
And then there's a Gen Z is better than millennial.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And then there's Gen
Alpha.
I'm
not a typical millennial, by the way. You try to label me as a millennial that complains about working in it all. I'm not a typical millennial.
Is that the millennial thing that they don't like to work?
Blue collar.
You're not blue collar. All right, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, walks Generation Alpha, which we like. Suts Generation Beta.
No, they're
it's
in
the same generation.
No, they're... What? No, they're
your
not.
Kids, so they're in the same generation.
No, they said...
You don't understand generations.
You are... No, this is you doing your nonsense. Like, I'm smarter than everyone that's ever existed. They told me when he was born...
Your two kids, that one that's 3 months and one that's 2 years old, are in the same generation.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, Jack.
No, January 1st of 2025...
That's not how generations work.
That's what they said at the hospital. You're arguing with the hospital.
The hospital doesn't get to determine who generation...
They can tell you whether it's a boy or a girl.
They could diagnose it with the illnesses,
yes.
But they can't tell you what generation
it's
in.
But why? If that's when it started,
Generations are...
Jack, they are siblings. How could it be a different generation?
Well, siblings within a year and a half of each other.
What do you want from me? I'm telling you what they told me.
No, they're not in different generations.
You are Generation X, right?
Yes.
You have a sister that's a millennial.
Yes.
Okay,
but because
siblings.
She's much younger.
She's 20 years younger than me.
Oh, well, okay.
That's a whole generation.
Yeah, you more than 20 years younger.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
No, you're
there's two
yeah, you
separate
are
things.
No. This point is exactly right. That's 20 plus years. 20 years. You're not even 20 months. I don't know. Are you 20 months? I don't even know if he's
22.
Those kids will grow up with the same social influences,
so
the same
right.
technology.
So not my point.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, they are two different generations.
No, me and my brothers are all from the same generation.
They're going to be in the same generation. I'm just saying technically they're not. You guys are not understanding. We're not picking up what I'm putting down.
No, this is on you.
It's not on me.
It's on you.
I don't even profess to know this whole Gen X boomer thing. But I do know those two kids are in the same generation. I do know.
Beta, Alpha.
Yeah.
You guys are unbelievable.
You should be a Generation Beta, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, again, and this goes to the camera thing, which we'll get to later. I would love to know how I've been labeled soft around here. That's another thing I need to bring up.
I know you weren't going to take that well.
Why? Why? Yeah. I'm pretty hardened on this show. Don't you? I said that personally, so you know I'm going to cut it. Yeah, I didn't say I'm hard on this show. I said I'm hardened.
See, we don't get the ability to clip anything here.
Well, I'm going to start going to Justin and get my own clips, like DeCameron. Even if I don't have it on my board, I'll play them through my phone, through the mic. Go ahead and stop me.
Beautiful sounding.
All right. It's Testify Tuesday. Should Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid be the face of losing in Philadelphia? I say no. And you apparently have said yes. And for next question today, give us somebody. It is Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday. Give us somebody who is famous and has known by three names. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack's little selection for 2:30. Is it going to be 2:30 grunge or 2:30 90s?
Well, probably 90s because you get offended by the grunge thing.
I don't get offended.
We got to be selective with the grunge bands.
Yes.
So I feel like 90s probably makes more sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
90s to 2:30. It's not that catchy.
I know.
But whatever. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike,
and
Fritz.
We'll get Rod to get the catchy name.
Yeah, fire up the alliteration for Rod.
Real quick, Spike.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of news here.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Well, in my mentions, it sounds seems like Fritz is right.
No. So,
well, dead right, actually, is what a lot of people are saying.
No, because that is not how, I'm not going to send the link to everyone, but you should look up the Pew Research article on how generations work.
Dude, why don't you take your little Pew Research shove it? I mean, was it MIT nonsense like your boy Daryl was at?
Generations do not work with a hard start and stop date for years.
I agree. I'm just telling you, they're technically two different generations.
No, there is no, you're saying technically, there is no technically. In this, there's no
started on January 1st.
No, okay, by who? Who named it that? Who set the date?
Trump,
right? Okay,
Trump.
Yes. There's no one that sets dates. It is more.
I see what this is. So, this is actually by dates, huh?
Well, the links that they are sending is right. by date, but that is not how generations work.
At and least I'm not that's gonna, not how I've always thought that it works.
It is not how it works. It's just everyone.
How do you have takes on generations?
I have takes on everything. I have takes on how to say hello to me.
I was going
to
say, you haven't figured that out yet?
No, yes. I know. No, I know.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fresh.
Big takes at all times.
Well, the other take I had. Well, okay. Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's are looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question, Ike. I want you to tell me how people answered. Is it fair to label McNabb and Embiid as the face of losing in Philadelphia?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I would say I think the majority of people don't feel that way, so I'm going to say no.
What's the number?
I'll go 58% no.
55% no.
Okay.
It was 50-50 a minute ago.
Okay.
Literally a minute ago.
Okay.
And this comes from Elliot asked a question on Twitter yesterday, the day before. Which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with winning and losing? And for losing, the answer was not unanimous, but very close. It was Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid, which to me is crazy. We've had a lot of losing around here, and those guys were not around for most of it. They didn't fulfill the expectations we had, but they should not. It's unfair to paint them as the face of losing. 215-592-9494. And next question today, it is, Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday, so give us somebody who is famous and has three names. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. Corey, wow. Corey gets beat by Aaron.
We had on Space Mountain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he gets beat, but maybe he's in It's a Small World after all. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, guys? And again, I'm at the DMV.
Oh, you live at the DMV, CJ? I mean, holy cow.
Oh, man. So you would notice this because, you know, your parents probably still changing your tires, but when you buy
only
a car,
once,
sometimes you gotta, you know, get things done a different type of way, and this is one of those times. But speaking of the different generations, Spike, with your takes, you are a boomer because you just like, you can't speak to me this way, you can't do this way, Jack. You're wrong, even if you got an encyclopedia saying, "Hey, what generations break down?" It's like,
nah,
grief, guy.
I am firmly Gen X. I guess I do have
are firmly. When you say firmly, that makes you a boomer. That means get off my lawn. Don't stay. Remember when you first came in? Don't speak on. Don't ask us how we're doing on the radio.
Don't even say hi.
Yeah. Well,
like, dude, it took me a while to start calling. I was like, man, who is this dude? Like, what? Because daddy got him in the radio. Nah, just,
you know what it is, CJ? Like, I have high expectations for everyone. I want to bring out the best in you. And that's what I'm here for.
I don't know. But hey, it's all love now. You know what I'm saying?
All right, good.
But with the question. With the question about the losing,
yeah,
I feel like once we won the Super Bowl, everything should have been forgiven for everybody. And I am a guy, I came in with Randall, not winning then, but then we got McNabb, and it was like, great. But then we didn't win, so it was this horrible thing. If we want to, I hate to do this because I'm not a guy that blames Andy, but if you want to blame the losing, blame it on Andy. Blame it on Chip. Blame it on Sammy Two Sleeves. Like,
blame it on me.
Be the first.
Blame it on Ike.
Finally. Yeah. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
Never say blame it on Ike. You can blame it on alcohol like he painted it. But we're not blaming it on people who I love as players. Now, they didn't get it done the way we wanted. But is this so much other stuff to where it's so punchable? Once we won, we should have, like, you know what? Let's build a wall around all our players and let them be our guys. And that's how I am with my team. These are my guys. Even if they didn't make it all the way,
right?
I cheer for them, and I'm not turning my back on them just because, put it this way, when it comes to other franchises, dealing with other franchises, are you going to say, we suck? No, you're going to go to bat for them. So if I'm going to go to bat for them, why am I going to trash them on a national radio station in front of everybody and say, yeah, you're a loser? That's not how I'm going to do it. I blame it on Chip. Chip got a word of one of my favorite running backs. I'll never forgive.
Yeah, well, Chip like actively, like almost ruined the franchise.
Yeah,
like, that
dude
Chip
was big problem in the franchise.
Yeah.
You got rid of an all world running back for a broke linebacker. Like, come on, and then got a guy with two sleeves that helmet looked like he was a bobblehead.
Man,
what are you doing, man? I was so embarrassed to be Eagles fan.
And got rid of our GM.
Right. Dude, put him in the back in charge of equipment.
Hire Jeff Stoutland.
Depressing.
Okay, that's right.
That's the only thing he did.
That's yeah. Jack wants to remind us of that. Yes. Yeah,
he did hire Jeff Stoutland.
People forget that.
I love Stoutland University. I believe in him so much that while I let Howie kind of mess up, but like, hey, you bring it in another offensive lineman, hey. Send the Stoutland University.
All right, send the Stoutland U.
More important to the Eagles' success the last 15 years. Okay. Stoutland or Howie?
Stoutland.
He's going Stoutland.
Or Howie, 215.
Because when Howie wasn't drafting good, we knew we could believe in one thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Stoutland.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
We had people like freaking Matthews running behind that line looking like, oh, man, we finna. It doesn't matter what happened.
Wow, I forgot about Ryan Matthews.
Yeah. Hey,
all right, CJ.
So, hey y'all have a great one.
All right. The other thing that I was going to complain about real quick is...
Add it to the list.
Well, when somebody says, how you doing, just say good. Just say good. Don't say anything that is going to require another response out of me.
Is this about someone that works here?
No.
It's not?
No.
Like, it could be.
It could be. It's not specifically.
Sure.
It's just like...
sometimes when you ask him out, it turns into a life story.
It actually wasn't about that. It's just more like, when somebody says, how are you doing? Hey, how you doing? Just in passing. They don't actually want to know. You know? So you can either say good or great, or you could just say, how you doing? But don't say nothing deeper than that. Don't say, you know, I can't complain, you know. Don't get...
Hold on, that's one of my sayings.
Do you know why I can't deal with I can't complain?
Why?
Because then I go, nobody would care if you did, right? Then we got to have a whole thing.
That is usually a
I don't want a whole thing. I want you to acknowledge my existence. I want a hello. But if somebody gives you, how are you doing? Just be like, it's good. That's it. Let them move on.
You're on one today, brother. Yes.
I am. Well,
we're not talking about the house stuff you got going on.
Let's not.
You requested, begged, I would say, to get Mount Rushmore back just to complain more.
Yes, so about something else.
You are in a complaining mood.
He's on one today.
I am. You know, you're not going to complain when you call Guida door and window. When you go Guida, there will be no complaining. The only complaining is from your family because it's been years that you should have replaced those old drafty windows and you didn't do it. Wah, wah, wah. Well, they're right. So if you do go Guida, and I'm going to tell you why it's even better now to do it, you're going to have all of the advantages of brand new energy efficient windows and doors. Advantage number one, your energy bills are going to go down because you're going to keep the heat out or the cold out, depending on whether it's summer or winter. The value of your home is going to go up. Take it from me as somebody who just sold a house. If you tell people brand new windows and doors, that is a selling point. And it's just going to be more comfortable. And Guida is going to make it more comfortable for you. Interest-free financing. So depending on the size of your project, zero down, 0% interest for up to 36, even 72 months. 72 months is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. And on top of all of that, they're going to give you 20% off everything, every single energy efficient window and door. There is a minimum purchase, restrictions apply, financing is subject to credit approval. It is for a limited time. So what I want you to do is call Guida today. You'll get all of the details. 877-GO-GUIDA, schedule a free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus is finally on WIP.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C? We at Animal Kingdom today?
Nah, we at Hollywood Studios. I'm trying to enjoy a good time. You know, people blowing me up, saying people mentioning me, you know, on it. Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, I'm past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time for that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he was just acknowledging that he was first on the show today.
Right. He was giving you respect. You flew all the way from Kentucky to Orlando.
That's good. That's good. You know, when KD won them championships, they still ain't love him as much as they love Steph. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know, they ain't love LeBron as much as they love Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, they get respect, though. Hey, but look, this is a dumb topic. McNabb is a winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, no offense to Ike, but because Ike was not a bum, so I'm not saying that.
Oh,
but
I
McNabb
appreciate
played
it.
With a lot of bums at receiver. You know what I'm saying? I say it.
Those are my teammates, man. Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's the best quarterback in franchise history, right?
Hey, man, you know, top two quarterback in franchise history. You know what I'm saying?
Best. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's top two. So it's like when you sit up here and Joel Embiid the same. Like, I mean, the Sixers ain't win no championship. They can't get out of the second round. But he won a lot of regular season games. Now, y'all, I know y'all be listening to Facility, right? Listen, I ain't never.
I'm starting to get into him a little bit more.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Listen, I actually watched today. It was kind of good today.
I see the clips online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really all you need.
Right, yeah.
That's all you need.
The more Shady McCoy talk, man, the more I'm starting to feel like Chip Kelly had a point, man. The way he was talking about Micah, how he's talking about be the star player on the team, like he be there when he be there. I'm going to show up. I can do what I want to do. The rest of y'all fall in line. Like,
right.
What? What? Yes,
Shady does have, yeah, he exudes his star power on the show. Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Because he's on the show with a bunch of role players,
yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
So he is the resident star.
Right. He is the resident
That's cool.
star.
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool, but we had a lot of stars that hasn't won. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Team,
so,
yep.
So Shady, like, I get you parade around with them two rings, but let's not act like you was the lead back on them rings.
Yeah, that's
right.
He got two rings. Yeah. I forgot about that.
You just got two?
Yeah. Chiefs and the Bucks.
Oh, I forgot he was on the Bucks.
Yeah, well, so did he. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you wasn't Saquon Barkley or nothing like that. So, like, let's not act like you was carrying a load like that, bro, on the championship team. Like, and I love Shady, but it's like, that's disrespectful to your teammates when you say stuff like that. Everybody got time. Everybody's time is important. And when you be like, oh, like, well, I do what I want to do.
Right.
Y'all fall in line. That ain't how it work on the team. So when you all talk about losing, him, D-Jack, them type of attitudes, that's the least, in the past 20, 25 years, that's the least successful part of Eagles football, that era right there. So, I mean, you want to talk about losing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one thing I always say about Shady's, that era, including him, he doesn't have the postseason moments.
No.
There are no postseason moments there.
We romanticize that era a little bit too much.
First, they were great players.
Fun moments, great players.
Yeah.
But,
Corey, give us somebody for next question today. Somebody who's has three names, famous with three names.
Man, what are you talking about? Three names? We're talking about ESC, baby.
All right, there you go. Elliott Shore Parks. There we go.
When we had the Vic, Jackson, Macklin, McCoy.
Well,
come on, man, that was pretty good.
So fun.
The thing about well, you know, Corey brings up
that was exciting football. We didn't win, but it was exciting regular season football.
Well, I think Corey brings up an interesting point about Shady and Deshaun and Chip.
Yeah.
So I think it is fair to say maybe Chip had a point about the habits of those guys.
Sure.
But Chip was not the guy to get them out of those habits, right? Like, he tried to use that college, you know, everybody just does exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Chip didn't have, like, the emotional intelligence to figure out how to get to those guys. He may have been right that those guys were late all the time and weren't as committed to winning as they wanted. He may have been right about that. What he was wrong about is how he decided to handle that, right? And how quickly he decided to cut the cord with both those guys.
The biggest thing he was wrong about, he tried to micromanage grown men.
Right,
and that's what you can't do.
Right.
That's what makes Nick Sirianni very good at what he does.
Yes.
You think there aren't some loose cannons on the team?
Of course.
That need to be corralled every once in a while, and you don't see it get too far out of hand, and you don't see Nick trying to get rid of guys or how he's trying to get rid of guys, because there's a way that you can connect with those guys.
Well, the thing is that the people like Deshaun or Shady, they're motivated by like two things really, is money and being famous, success. So what the goal to get to those guys is to show them that the things that you tell them will get them there.
Yeah.
Right? So I think Nick does that. Nick, in his way, doesn't push his way on those guys, but gives them an avenue to say, hey, if you follow my lead a little bit, you're going to be more successful than you were, and you're going to get more of everything that you want.
Yes.
Chip tried to do it with, like, Iron Fist
Iron
stuff.
Iron Fist, it ain't going to work.
Dude, that's why,
it ain't gonna work.
As much as people talk about Pat Riley, and He at this point, they are having Pat Riley being in charge of the Heat does more to hurt the Heat than help the Heat, because nobody wants that anymore.
Right.
Nobody wants my way or the highway.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah,
and I totally get that, but is some of that on the players of today?
Well, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is, but the reality of being in charge is this is what you're dealing with. So
sure,
you can either
can't sacrifice your entire culture for guys who want to disrupt what you believe, because everybody doesn't have the talent of that guy. So a structure and the right culture helps the guys like an Ike Reese.
Yes.
Right? I don't have the talent of a Saquon Barkley or a Shady McCoy. So those guys can sort of do that, but you can't let those guys ruin your entire culture.
I agree, but his job is to get the best guys to buy in. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
And I think, because you're not, no offense, you're not going to win a championship with a team full of grinders.
Oh, I totally agree. You know what I mean? Yes.
So the goal isn't to treat the star like a grinder. The goal is to get the star to act like a grinder. Do you know what I mean?
The
best way isn't by saying, got to be back by 9 o'clock, got to do this, got to...
I totally agree.
You know, your friends can't come on the plane. There got to be rules.
Well, friends on the plane.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
That's what I'm saying.
There are some things I can't, you can bend on, but you just can't let the players run everything.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So even though Chip got rid of Shady and those guys, at the same time, I don't know if I want Shady leading my team.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, you got to have the right leaders in place to help those guys.
Yes.
I think we're seeing
sort of the same thing. Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is one thing that I think Nick does is that, and I think Doug did this, too.
Yeah, Doug was good at it, too.
You have a better chance of a player leading that guy or having that responsibility than you doing it.
Yep.
So empowering the players, a great player who acts the way you want, empowering him to get the other guys to follow is a lot easier than, like, Pat Riley's 80 years old and Chip, you know, like, those guys don't relate.
Nah.
They can't speak that language.
I agree. It made me think of Coach Larry Brown, too. I think that's why he wore on people after a while. It works for a little bit, but then it just wears people down after a while.
Well, Doug Collins was the same way.
Not as great a coach as
Larry Brown, but same thing, you know. And by the way, coaches like that tend to get the most out of the least talented players, but don't get the most out of the most talented players.
That's fair.
All right, coming up next, we'll get Elliot's take, because Elliot was the one that Elliot gave us a topic today. Believe it or not, Elliot was the one that tweeted this. He tweeted, which player in Philly sports history do you associate most with winning and losing? And the losing answers were almost all Joel Embiid and Donovan McNabb. This is why people think about Philly.
I haven't heard his answer yet, by the way.
Well, I'm sure it'll somehow make me angry or whatever.
No.
So Elliot is next. I have not heard it either. And we'll get the latest on the Eagles with Elliot as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.